Welcome, everyone, to T.S. Wright Speaks. So let's dive into this today. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 100. I'm going to read this right now. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with joyful songs. It is, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his loving devotion endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. So this is obviously a psalm of thanksgiving. I have a question. How thankful are we today? I feel like one of the things that is really lacking in our society here in the United States, as well as across the globe, is a lack of thanksgiving. Sometimes I wonder if all the strife and everything is because we are not thankful for what the Lord has already done for us. Think about it. Think about the blessings that God has already bestowed on us. We are blessed beyond measure. For those of us that know Jesus, salvation in it of itself is a massive blessing. It is the blessing of all blessings. I mean, we can have all kinds of gifts and money and the spiritual gifts and all the things, but none of that matters compared to salvation and being in eternity with God. Spending an eternity with the Lord. That's the real gift. That's the real miracle. That's the real healing. That's the real stuff that life is all about. Have you thanked God for your salvation today? Have you thanked him for all that he has done? I mean, Jesus died. God gave his only son to die for us, to take our place. He took the punishment. He became sin when he had no sin. He took the punishment upon us. A good illustration is think of God as the judge sitting up on the bench. He looks at you. He smacks the gavel and he says, you are guilty. Then he walks off of the bench, takes his robe off, and stands in front of you, between you and the bench of judgment, and says, I will take his sentence for him. That means he takes the sentence for you. Yes, the sentence is death. The judge has already said it is death. And yet he steps off the bench and stands in front of you and says, I'm going to take the sentence of death for you. I'm taking his place. I want you to think about that for a time here. Just think through this. I mean, are you thankful for that? That alone is everything. What Jesus has already done. What do you base your faith on? I have to ask this question to people. Do you base your faith on what you see with others? What you see pastors and churches do and all these other people? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody is flawed. Every person is flawed. They have flaws in their character. There's not one person who doesn't. I would never base my salvation on what other people do or think. I base my salvation on what the Son of God did about almost 2,000 years ago. On a cross of wood. That's what I base my salvation on. His shed blood, death, and then 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And because of that, he raises us from the dead when we put our faith in him. Have you put your faith in him today? And if you have, are you thankful for that? You should be automatically joyful in your heart that you are thankful that Jesus Christ died for you and saved you. Just let that sink in. Go back again to verse 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. And that means thanking him for what he's done. And his courts with praise. That means we praise him for who he is. Give thanks to him and bless his name. That means we exalt his name. We lift it up. We worship him. His name is above all names. For the Lord is good, and his loving devotion endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. He is good. His loving devotion towards us never stops. It never ceases. His faithfulness continues. He is faithful beyond measure, beyond understanding. Do we embrace that? Ask yourself, are you embracing what God has done for you? I don't base my faith, salvation, or anything that I believe what other people think. I base it on Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and forgave me my sins and resurrected and then resurrects me so I can have eternal life. That's what I put my faith in. That is the sole source of my faith. It is a sole source of my way. It is a sole source of my truth. There is nothing else. What else is there? Everything else in life will fade. It's all temporary. It is. So ask yourself this question. How thankful are you? Do you have a joyful heart towards the Lord? Regardless of your circumstances, let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I mean, just think through that for just a few minutes. Let that sink in. I'm gonna go to another psalm that I think, and I love the psalms. There's so much that we get. But here we go. Starting Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul boasts in the Lord. Let the oppressed hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That means we worship him in community worship. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. If we have salvation, we're delivered from fear. Because the worst thing we're going to do, we're all going to die at some point. And we're going to go home and be with the Lord. Those who look to him are radiant with joy. Their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man called out and the Lord heard him. He saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. Here's what I want you to really take in right here. Verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you realize? The Lord is good. Taste and see. That means you have to give an effort. That means you have to reach out. All right? That means you have to soak it in. You have to take it all in. You have to taste it. And then you see that the Lord is good. I can believe the food is going to nourish me, but I have to eat the food for it to actually nourish me. And then I can feel and tell that it is good for my body and my soul. So taste and see that the Lord is good. He is so good. But you have to put your faith in him. And that is tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. Put your faith in him. Receive him today. Don't let another moment. And if you know him, praise his name. Lift his name high. In all the earth, exalt his name. Don't stop. Magnify his name. Boast in the Lord. Bless the Lord at all times. Magnify his name because the Lord is God. Ask yourself, am I worshiping the Lord in the way that I live and in the way that my faith portrays itself? And it should be in thankfulness, should be the start. praise and thankfulness, praising him for who he is and thanking him for what he's done for you, because he's done more than we can ever imagine. He's with us. He's guiding us. He leads us through our life in the good times, in the rough times, in the trials and tribulations, and all of the good stuff with it. He's with us, and he will be with us to the very end. He promises that. Matthew 28, the Great Commission. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Soak that in. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, knowing that his loving devotion endures forever and his faithfulness will continue through all generations. Let's give it to God today. Lord, if I, and I'm just going to say this, I'm going to say a quick prayer. Pray with me. Lord, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for resurrecting and giving me eternal life. I now receive you as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I bow before you. I give you my life. Now take me and make me who you want me to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lift your name on high. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you have now come into the kingdom of God if it's your first time. Maybe you've done it before and you have received Christ, but you needed a rededication. All those are great things. And thank God. Thank him for what he's done for you. Now, just as a quick reminder, we have JesusSaid.tv, as you guys can go there and watch all the different programming that is on there. And there'll be more programming coming as we've launched and things are progressing. Also, you can go to tswrightspeaks.com. Check us out, tswrightspeaks.com. Make sure you check us out. You can find my books there. You can find my book. You can also find, if you want to message me, just go to the bottom, fill out the information, and it'll send me an email, and we can get connected. Make sure that you guys are giving thanks to the Lord. Do not ever stop doing that, for he is worthy to be given thanks to. We need to worship him and give him thanks. Now, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.